Today on Active Voice Radio, we're finding out why America's 20 and 30-somethings are finding it a little tougher to get it ahead with Strapped, a new book by Tamara Drought. Tamara, welcome here to Active Voice Radio today.
Thank you.
Why? What is it? I'm 29 years old. I'm reading this book. I'm relating to 99% of it. The introduction starts off with you explaining this wonderful story of selling off your CDs to make it 3 days to the next payday. Why are America's 20 and 30-somethings getting so crunched right now?
Well, there's a couple different reasons. I think in general what's happened is young adults are actually feeling the fallout from a three-decade-long shift in this country from social responsibility to individual responsibility and some of the effects of public policy decisions we've made, whether it's how we finance higher education or the fact that for young workers without college degrees, we've done very little to create good quality, high-paying jobs in this country.
A lot of people are saying, oh, you know, these young folks, they look at them, they got their cell phones, they got their laptop computers, their broadband, their iTunes subscriptions and all that. Is it that folks in my generation aren't just financially responsible enough?
You know, that has really been the dominant discourse about why young adults aren't getting ahead. And I wanted to write the book as in part as a response to that, because I think it's really diverted our attention away from discussing the very real backslide in this country in terms of creating economic opportunity. You know, the reality is education has become vital for getting into the middle class for this generation. And as that has become the case, states have been reducing their funding of their public universities, so tuitions are going up. And the federal government, in terms of financial aid, has quietly switched from a grant-based system, you know, and grants don't have to be repaid, to what I call a debt for diploma system, which leaves the average college grad with $20,000 in student loan debt today. So that right there is enough to set young people back. But then they enter the labor market, and again, that's where we've seen just a tremendous change in the earning power of young people's work.
Also, too, you mentioned the politics of young people earlier, and I have to ask you your opinion of how young people voted in the last two elections. What was it about the presidential voting that really showed you some interesting indicators?
Well, you know, the last election, we saw a huge surge in young voter turnout, and it was up by about 11 percentage points, and that's defined as the under 30 voter. And this was the only age group that voted for Kerry over Bush. And they did so by a pretty wide margin. Now, what that says to me is that young people, when they feel that they have a stake in the outcome of an election, will definitely turn out. The other thing that happened is, you know, young people turned out and stood in line for hours to cast their ballots, despite either candidate really paying any attention to the issues they care about. This is good for young people for a couple reasons. Going into the next election, they have new clout and leverage they didn't have before. They showed, hey, we're out here. And it's not going to be as easy for politicians to dismiss them as it was in the last election. You know, there's the other good news, I think, is that we're seeing that the younger tail, in terms of the 18 to 24-year-olds, Generation Y or the millennials, whatever you want to call them, seem to have a different value system than Generation X. They tend to view collective or social action over just individual action. They tend to have more, be more favorably inclined to things like regulation and the government playing a role in paying for education and things like that. So I think that there's some hint of a new reform generation coming up behind Generation X who sees the world a little differently and believes we should be organizing ourselves a little differently.
Now, Tamara, you offer some spectacular solutions to a lot of this. This is not just a book of 20-something problems. Strapped is about solutions as well. One of them is Contract for College.
The Contract for College is basically aimed at bringing back some balance between the financial aid package so that all students get get some grants and some loans, except for, you know, the very well-off who can afford to pay for their college out of pocket. Basically, this would cut student loan debt by about half. It would ensure that young adults from houses earning under $50,000 have a real shot at going to college by giving them at least 50 to 75% of the cost of college in a grant instead of a loan, because we know that grant aid is a decision maker or breaker for young adults from low-income families. If grant aid isn't available, chances are they're not going to go to college, or they're going to go to a community college instead of going to a four-year college. So that's really going to change and help narrow the gap that we see right now, the class divide in higher education.
Tamara Drought is the author of Strapped, Why America's 20 and 30-somethings Can't Get Ahead. Thanks for joining us here today on Active Voice Radio.
Thank you.
Are you proud of who you are? Can you say when you are wrong? Are the answers on the road that you've traveled down so long? We all get what we deserve, or at least that's what they say. We're just searching for the love along the way. We're just searching for